Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Deb.
And Jean.
We have no introduction music. I apologize. It's been that kind of crazy couple of days. But we welcome you to this short presentation. We're going to be talking tonight about the law of attraction and leading a meditation. But we thought, first of all, just going to make sure my phone's all the way up. We're affectionately known as the Angel Ladies, and we've been working with angels now for
an eon,
a long time. And we dabble in the spiritual laws, including law of attraction, and what we'd like to call woo-woo topics. And we've been doing this for decades, and we love it. And we've got a couple of books that have been published, Psychics and Mediums in Canada, and Angels Help Us, Discovering Divine Guidance. They were both published by a very respected publisher, Dundurn Press, up here in Canada, in Toronto. And we've been on national TV, and we've done the radio thing, and we just love it. But, you know, we love to help our clients to use the law of attraction. It's one of our most favorite things. We do it every day, and we've been working on some really cool things that have really started to help us over the last few months especially. And so we just love to bring wonderful things into people's lives. And so we've made the short meditation available to share with you tonight.
Just a gift.
Just a gift, and it's something for you to enjoy. So I guess should we go? Did you want to say anything there, Jeannie?
Nope, we're just happy to offer this meditation to help people get into the flow. Quit battling upstream, as Abraham would say.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Relax and let good come to you. And, you know, this is one way to do it.
We have been speaking with people, especially the last couple of weeks, around the new year, the end of the old year. A lot of people going through some tough things, a lot of people with health issues and some financial stuff and relationship thing. You know, that's a part of our life. But sometimes it comes in with an extra wallop. And we know several people that have been going through some rocky waters. So we offered this for them. We've been helping them with various things. And, you know, if you're in a place in your life where you just feel like you're swimming upstream all the time, we offer this to help you tonight, too. And you can also hear it. We'll have it up for a couple of days on the archive if you want to listen to it again. So as we begin, we're going to get energy flowing to your goals. And so the best thing to do is just in your chair right now, start to relax. Just relax. In a few minutes, we're going to ask you to breathe in slowly, then hold the breath for a few beats, and then breathe it out, and then wait a few beats before breathing in again. Our breath is so important. I've read recently somebody who healed himself by just paying attention to his breath, the flow in, the flow out, relaxing, working on all kinds of levels to nourish our body and nourish our mind and our spirit. Breathing is life, and so we begin there. So you can do several of these kind of cleansing breaths where you breathe in and hold and breathe out and hold in succession. Or you can take a cleansing breath. You can breathe normally for a bit and then take another cleansing breath. The most important thing is that you feel comfortable breathing. Sometimes people will bite off more than they can chew and they'll hold it way too long or they'll feel panicky. And it's just as you're comfortable. If you can breathe it in for 5 beats, that's great. If you can breathe it in for 8 beats, that's good too. So just go with the flow and no stress here. Our whole purpose is to relax you and open the portals so that you'll begin to receive the blessings that are everywhere around you. So we're going to turn it over to Jean.
Okay, so you're relaxing. And I hope you'll take a nice cleansing breath. Let's breathe in, hold. Breathe out, wait. Just as long as it's comfortable for you. And you can breathe normally again. And as I'm going through this, feel free to take a nice, slow, deep breath to enhance your relaxation or not. Whatever is comfortable and relaxing for you is good. So as you're relaxing, I'd like you to very gently consider, what is it that you want? That is missing from your life? How would you change of your life to make it better? How would you change your body, your relationships, your health, your possessions? Your home, work. Just very gently think, just as though you were in a great, wonderful candy store, looking at the counter, what would you add to your life, change in your life, to make it more satisfying? We pretty much all want the same things. As you relax, thinking about having enough of the things you want, knowing that pretty much everybody wants those things. Health that allows you to do everything you enjoy. And love from family, friends, your partner. Perhaps a home that satisfies you on every level. Comfortable, reliable car or other vehicle. The ability to travel to the places you would really like to visit. Enough money to live your life in the ways that delight you most. Days filled with happy gratitude. You can begin to allow more of all this into your life right now. Take another comfortable, cleansing breath and relax as we continue on. Know, you are worthy. Everyone is. You with the rest. You deserve good things in your life. You deserve harmony. And this world is a beautiful and safe place for you. Throughout your life, good things have come to you. And more will come to you every day. Every wonderful, happy day. A day like maybe tomorrow. Imagine waking up in the most comfortable bed from the most wonderful rest you can imagine. Stretch luxuriously, smiling because you feel absolutely wonderful. Imagine looking through your window and enjoying the view that you love the best. Maybe wilderness, or lovely trees in a neighborhood. Or maybe a city filled with skyscrapers. Whatever view you enjoy, there it is. Imagine getting ready for your day, putting on the kind of clothes you long to wear. That beautiful, that level of quality, comfort. Imagine yourself in the mirror. Admire your look before you go to breakfast. Are you dining at home or out in your lovely day? It's your choice. Look at the surroundings and feel the complete relaxation as you eat, and proceed to whatever work you're going to do today. Are you working for yourself or for another? And what is it that you are doing that you enjoy so much? Walk yourself through your morning. Imagine a wonderful lunch break that is completely enjoyable for you. Who are you lunching with and where? Imagine the surroundings and your delicious meal. Yourself through the afternoon. How do you spend that time? Imagine it, think about it. Entire afternoon until you're ready to go home. Imagine your evening routine. How do you get home? If you take a car, what kind of car do you own? Imagine starting it up. Imagine finding a great seat on the transportation. Bus, subway. Imagine the trip home. What do you observe on your way? What is the weather? The scenery? And then as you arrive home, take a look at that place. Is it an apartment? Home, a townhome? What does it look like? As you go into your home, imagine how wonderfully fulfilled you feel by a good day's work, how happy you are to just relax in the evening. How are you going to relax? Imagine entering your home. The decor, how will it look? And what will you do to relax? See that too. Maybe you have a workout room to exercise. Or you may settle on a comfortable chair and watch television on an up-to-the-minute TV screen. Maybe you shower and dress for dinner. Imagine the luxurious washroom and your attractive clothing. Go through the rest of the evening. Do you stay in? Maybe you go out to eat. Maybe you entertain. Maybe you go out on the town. Imagine what would be a lovely evening for this pleasant day. Imagine who is with you enjoying the evening. Are you alone? Imagine it all, right up to the moment you turn out the lights on this very lovely day. The happy day that you're drawing into your experience. And as you enjoy thinking about it, you are putting into effect the energies that will bring more and more elements of that day to you. So let that be happy for you and fulfilling. And on that note, Take another cleansing breath. In, hold. Out, wait. And relax. And begin breathing normally. And open your eyes and come on back feeling wonderful, knowing that this simple meditation has put into motion the energies and the attitudes that will help you to make this day real, to live it in your experience day to day.
So as you can hold that vision of your happy day, what a great day. I hope you're able to visualize and to put yourself in that place of and see all those wonderful things around you and hear the sounds and smell the wonderful smells and just go through that day.
Well, and for our friends who are not visually oriented, you know, just think about it and imagine it. Pretend it.
Yeah, I'm not as visual, but I can hear things and I can kind of put myself there, you know, in a different way. But I hope that was relaxing and brought you some surprises. I was surprised when you said, what kind of car would you drive? And the first thing that came to me is, I'm not driving, I'm being driven.
Well, there you go. Well, one of the things that people find when you continue doing an exercise like this, you will find that your day changes.
Mm-hmm.
One day you're doing this type of work, another day you're in that kind of home, and that's all fine. It doesn't have to be the same thing. This is a play exercise.
It's like you're trying things on.
So you just go with it and let whatever comes, come. Let whatever is satisfying be that and enjoy it. Because no matter whether you're envisioning a townhome or a castle, it's immaterial. You're envisioning a home that satisfies you. And that's what is going to come to you.
Well, you know, and I think we get so hung up with the news and with you know, reality, the things that cross our Facebook feed, and, you know, we turn on the television and we read the paper, and that kind of draws us. And we get drawn into this maybe scary place often, seeing other people's experiences or, you know, we're so empathic that we can't help but have some of that resonate. So this kind of meditation, it's a wonderful exercise. It gives you a little vacation. And it's so powerful because what you're doing is drawing that to you. As you shoot out those thoughts into the ether, you know, it's going to find a similar thought. And you're going to see things moving a little bit here and there. And you'll find that, well, maybe some parts of those that meditation actually has come reality into your life, or there's a shift in your feeling about things, about your home, about your career, about the relationships, about the things that you were considering in that. So it's a wonderful, wonderful exercise. Just let it always be playful and let it lift your spirit. Whenever you have a thought of lack, or whenever you have an unhappy thought, or you see something that disturbs you and you need to get back to that place of peace and playfulness once more. The images that you generated in this meditation, it's kind of a medication, become a very happy place where you can return when you need to reach for a happier thought. And that is so important, to reach for that happier thought. It, you know, I'm the worst one for getting in the doldrums sometimes, and I want a pity party. I want to just sit there and cross my arms and scowl and pout and, you know, have a, you know, pour some tea and really get into my feeling. And often, Jean well-meaningly, you know, tries to coax me out that terrible place or that sad place or whatever. And I just want to dig in further. I have found that if I can just get a happier thought, you know, I don't want to solve the world. I don't want to, you know, it's not going to launch me back onto the solid ground again, but it's little baby steps. And in that way, I find, well, yeah, the silver lining is there and it's not so bad here. And okay, I can see that I was overreacting. By the time you get to that place, then you're back on an even keel again. There are things that throw us and genuinely throw us in our lives. And we all are subject to that. So a little playful exercise like that meditation is going to really help you consider the possibilities and keep you in that openness, that place of openness.
It's a good thing that you brought up the idea of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we do have a very human need to express our feeling, and sometimes our feelings will not be happy and joyful.
Mm-hmm.
We may be grieving a loss of some kind. We may be struggling with a work challenge or a relationship challenge. They do come into our life.
Yes.
And so when you get into that place where you feel as though all you want to do is dig a hole and pull it in after you, go ahead and give yourself 10 minutes to have a pity party, and then spend the next 10 minutes trying to dig yourself out and get to a better place. Because remember, a positive thought is energetically, so we read, energetically far more powerful than a negative thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so making this little happy spot for you is really important.
And that's a good thing to remember, that when we do have negative thoughts, when we do get into that place, it's not going to spoil the whole pie, you know. It's what we're cooking, what we're baking with our meditation and our dreams and our goals. That's not going to, one bad mood is not going to wreck it. So when we reach for that happier thought, or when we open ourselves to more possibilities, we're going to find that we're back in the flow again. So if you found this helpful, our little exercise tonight, thank you, Jean, for leading that and writing it for us. You're going to love the four-week course that we have coming up in February. It starts on the 18th of February. We're going to be exploring each week ways in which we can tap into our greater abundance. And we're going to be using a lot of examples out of our own life, because we do trial and error a lot. And some things have been profoundly meaningful, especially the last couple of months, well, since the new year. We've really been experiencing some wonderful flow, and so we've been analyzing it. What did we do different? Why did that happen? And so we want to share that with you. You can go to our website, theangelladies.com, and you'll see the little box in the front there for the Law of Attraction, Love, the LOA Love course. And it's only $59. 4 weeks, $59. Hey.
Well, we did that deliberately, because we know a lot of people who most need this type of class are least able to afford it.
That's right.
We know also that when in the past we've offered this kind of class for free, and people don't do anything with it. They sign up, they miss the calls, they, sadly, what you pay for, you value. So we set a price that we thought was pretty well affordable for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to make payment arrangements, then give us a call, because we want you to have access if it's of interest to you.
Yes, definitely. You'll see also that we have another course starting in March, The Way of the Angels. So if you're interested in angels, it's everything angel, and it's a subject that we love. These are our two favorite things to do. So we invite you to take a look. Look through the website, see the kinds of things we do, theangelladies.com. And we thank you for joining us this evening. As Jean started the meditation, the dog came in the room, and he's panting, and he's
I love the energy.
I put my finger over the phone hole, the speaker part, because I thought everybody's going to be hearing the dog.
Well, that's okay. It's just a lot of activity.
He was called by the wonderful energy.
Mm-hmm. So was the snowplow.
Yeah, the snowplow. It's snowing here right now. What can you do? Yeah.
Well, and if you're in Australia where they're having a real heat wave, you might enjoy just listening for the snowplow.
That's right.
Imagining a cooler day.
We hope that helps somebody's dream. Anyway, we thank you for joining us, and do check out the website and look for other things that will be coming up. You can join our mailing list, so you'll be kept apprised of all the things that we're up to. And we bid you a wonderful evening. Thanks for joining us.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.